Combustion zone. Combustion zone. The area where sufficient air is available to feed the fire. When the fuel package is not in the middle of the room, the combustion zone expands vertically, and a higher plume results. A higher plume increases the temperatures in the developing hot gas layer at ceiling level and increases the speed of fire development. The heated surfaces around the fire radiate heat back toward the burning fuel, which further increases the speed of fire development. A fire is in the growth stage until the fire's heat release rate has reached its peak, either because of a lack of fuel or a lack of oxygen. In other words, when a fire cannot grow without the introduction of a new fuel source or a new oxygen source, it has left the growth stage and become fully developed. Two common routes to full development are fires that consume all available oxygen and transition to a state of ventilation-limited decay, fires that have enough oxygen and move through the growth phase and possibly into rapid fire development. Thermal layering. Thermal layering, the tendency of gases to form into layers according to temperature, gas density, and pressure. Flow path, the space between the air intake and the exhaust outlet. Multiple openings, intakes, and exhausts create multiple flow paths. Once the ceiling jet reaches the walls of the fire compartment, the hot gas layer begins to develop. Provided that there is no mechanical mixing from a fan or a hose stream, the hottest gases will form the highest layer, while the cooler gases will form the lower layers, figure 4.34. In addition to the effects of heat transfer through radiation and convection described earlier, radiation from the hot gas layer also acts to heat the interior surfaces of the compartment and its contents. Changes in ventilation and flow path can significantly alter thermal layering. Products of combustion. The products of combustion from the fire begin to affect the environment within the compartment. As the fire continues to grow, the hot gas layer within the fire compartment gains mass and energy. As the mass and energy of the hot gas layer increases, so does the pressure. Higher pressure causes the hot gas layer to spread downward within the compartment and laterally through any openings, such as doors or windows. If there are no openings for lateral movement, the higher pressure gases have no lateral path to follow to an area of lower pressure. As a result, the hot gases will begin to fill the compartment, starting at the ceiling and filling down. Isolated or intermittent flames. Isolated or intermittent flames may move through the hot gas layer. The combustion of these hot gases indicates that portions of the hot gas layer are within their flammable range and that there is sufficient heat to cause ignition. As these hot gases circulate to the outer edges of the plume or the lower edges of the hot gas layer, they find sufficient oxygen to ignite. This phenomenon frequently occurs before more substantial involvement of flammable products of combustion in the hot gas layer. The appearance of isolated flames is sometimes an immediate indicator of flashover. Neutral plane, neutral plane. The interface between the hot gas layers and the cooler layer of air, because the net pressure is zero, or neutral, where the layers meet. The neutral plane exists at openings where hot gases exit and cooler air enters the compartment. At these openings, hot gases at higher than ambient pressure exit through the top of the opening above the neutral plane. Lower pressure air from outside the compartment entrains into the opening below the neutral plane, figure 435. Transition to ventilation limited decay. Most residential fires that develop beyond the incipient stage become ventilation limited. Even when doors and windows are open, insufficient air entrainment may prohibit the fire from developing based on the available fuel. When windows are intact and doors are closed, the fire may move into a ventilation-limited state of decay even more quickly. While a closed compartment reduces the heat release rate, fuel may continue to pyrolyze, creating fuel-rich smoke, interrupting the entrainment. As the interface height of the hot gas layer descends toward the floor, the greater volume of smoke begins to interrupt the entrainment of fresh air and oxygen to the seat of the fire and into the plume. This interruption causes the fire within the compartment to burn less efficiently. As the efficiency of combustion decreases, incomplete combustion, the heat release rate decreases, and the amount of unburned fuel within the hot gas layer increases. The fire is now in a state of ventilation-limited decay because there is not enough oxygen to maintain combustion. The heat release rate has decreased to the point that fuel gases will not ignite. Although the heat release rate decreases when a fire is ventilation limited, the temperature in the room may remain high. Because there is not enough oxygen to maintain combustion, the fire has a lower heat release rate, but that does not mean that the environment is tenable. The compartment fills with fuel-rich gases that only need more oxygen to ignite because of the higher temperatures in the compartment. Even if temperatures decrease, pyrolysis can continue. Under these conditions, a large volume of flammable products of combustion can accumulate within the compartment. These gases are fuel that can ignite when given a new source of oxygen. If no other source of oxygen exists, the compartment will fill with black smoke and slowly cool fuel gases. The compartment will show no visible flames. The characteristics of the fuel and fuel load in today's typical fires will cause fires to quickly become ventilation-limited. Ventilation-limited fire growth. For a ventilation-limited fire to grow, it needs a new supply of oxygen. Ventilation introduces outside air to the fire as this new source of oxygen. If windows or doors fail, the sudden introduction of fresh air creates a rapid increase in the heat release rate and growth of the fire. This rapid increase can also occur when firefighters open a door or window to enter the compartment for extinguishment, which creates a new flow path, figure 4.37. Pressure differences. The pressure outside the compartment is lower than the pressure inside the compartment, figure 4.38. Because of these pressure differences, any ventilation to the outside, opening an interior or exterior door, or breaking or opening a window, provides a flow path along which the hot gases can now move from the high pressure area inside to the low pressure area outside. Rapid fire development. Rapid fire development refers to the rapid transition from the growth stage or early decay stage to a ventilation limited, fully developed stage. Figure 4.40. Among these events are flashover and backdraft. Note: smoke explosions are also incidents of rapid fire development, but they involve more than just one compartment of a structure. Smoke explosions will be described later in this chapter. Rapid fire development has been responsible for numerous firefighter deaths and injuries. To protect yourself and your crew, you must be able to recognize the indicators of rapid fire development. Know the conditions created by each of these situations. Determine the best action to take before they occur. Flashover. Flashover is the rapid transition from the growth stage to the fully developed stage. When flashover occurs, the combustible materials and fuel gases in the compartment ignite almost simultaneously. The result is full room fire involvement. Flashover typically occurs during the fire's growth stage, but may occur during the fully developed stage as the result of a change in ventilation. Flashover conditions are defined in various ways. However, during flashover, the environment of the room changes from a two-layer condition, hot on top, cooler on the bottom, to a single, well-mixed hot gas condition from floor to ceiling. The environment is untenable, even for fully protected firefighters. As flashover occurs, the gas temperatures in the room reach 1,100 degrees, 593 Celsius, or higher.